The first one that comes to mind is August 2004 on the Road Rage tour. It was Machine Head, Chimera co-headlining, Trivium opening up. I was with this. I'm with a different person now, and then I was all right. Well, so I had this girlfriend in high school, and I had just gotten out of high school, just started touring about a couple months before that. April 2004 is when we first started touring ever, and it was August 04, and I thought we were gonna be together forever. And then all of a sudden, she went and joined the armed forces and said it. So it was sent like a letter, and she's like, "It's done." And we're talking to these guys. I'm like, "Oh, dude, I'm super bummed out." And then I think this wasn't the first place I ever had a road romance, but this is the first time I ever had a road romance in the parking lot of this person's car. And afterwards, like I started asking around, I was like, "Oh, did you guys know her?" Like, "Yeah, she goes to all the shows." And I started hearing more and more stories. I was like, "Oh," so I was pretty lucky I didn't get anything lethal. But yeah, so it was definitely a fun time. How do you know he wasn't a trucker? It was a tour romance, I guess. But it wasn't our van.
Yeah, I remember standing outside.
And it was right after I passed the rule. No chicks in the van.
No, because you're the van, and then everyone
broke his own rule.
I remember you were standing outside the bus, and you're all bumming, like, "Oh, my chick dumped me," and this chick's like, "Come with me," and she brought in the van, and we're just all standing out, like,
"She was a champ.
What's going on?" And then you come out, and you're like.
And then from a couple years after that, I was kind of a scummy road pirate, road romance dude, tour romance dude. And then I've
it
got.
It just sounds like you're searching.
Jumping from truck to truck.
Flying J, looking for.
TAs and travel. Yeah. Stumble out of shame. And then.
I think you probably did the walk of shame.
Yeah, you did.
Because normally it's the other way around.
That wasn't her first time. She was used to that.
Everyone's like, "Yeah, dude, I just saw her come out of blank blank's bus last week." I was like, "Oh." And then so I lived a couple more years after that like that, and then I cleaned up.
I lived a couple more years.
And then I cleaned up. Thanks, Rave.
Sounds like a masturbating term. Cool. I guess I'd say just grip it and rip it. Usually, you know, a lot of ideas, I guess just improvising or just jamming, like when we're playing, and then you kind of like, you know, we'll stumble upon playing like a part or a riff or a little lick that stands out and sounds cool, and then you just kind of like, the more you play, you just kind of build off of it or add stuff to it and just kind of construct it piece by piece, and sometimes you might just nail like a really good improv and just keep it. So
you guys gripped and ripped it a lot in the studio on some of those solos.
Yeah,
you took a couple days on a few of them. You're like, "Man, you must have done," like, if we could have saved them all, there's probably like 50 solos you did on one of those songs.
Somebody
I forget
knows,
which one, but like,
you could feed a small starving country.
Ooh.
Half and half. Some of them have just been wank sessions. Some have been writing sessions. Some
sometimes
I try to make
just
them
grips.
Like small songs. But some have been improv. Some have been spur of the moment. Some take forever. But a couple of my favorite ones have been the more simpler ones. Like off Shogun, I'd say my favorite solos are probably the Shogun solos, which are more simple than not. I think it's all about coming into your style of soloing. I think I'm learning more and more what my style is and isn't. Like, I definitely enjoy doing like the fast, notey stuff, but Corey can always do better than I can live, so I'm kind of leaving that stuff up to him, and I'll do that shit.
Pentatonic blues scale.
Yes.
Do, 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 do,
do.
Do, do. Do, do.
Well, headlining shows you have to play a hell of a lot longer, so you got to pace yourself a little bit. Like, we play Mayhem, we only play for 30 minutes.